Welcome to the James River Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from David Lindell, West Campus Pastor at James River Church. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
Well, it's amazing to worship together this morning for this special online service. And we're experiencing an ice storm here in Southwest Missouri. You may be in Southwest Missouri, a part of James River Church, one of our campuses, or you may be watching from around the state, across the country, or on the other side of the planet. But we are so glad you've joined us for worship this morning. And I realize you're probably cozied up in your living room with a hot cup of coffee, or you're ice skating on your driveway. I hope you haven't been outside. Little slick, very cold, but we're glad you've joined us for service online this morning. And you know, as we're encountering an ice storm and in the middle of the storm, it makes me think about the storms of life, because the reality is storms interrupt life. We're experiencing that this morning. The very reason we're having this service is that storms happen, and when they happen, they reschedule our regular programming. They change things. They alter our perspective. And in the middle of the storm, it can be a struggle to know how to process what you're encountering or how to look at what you're walking through. And yet God's word, and we're going to look at this morning in John chapter 6, gives us some perspective about how we're to view life in the middle of the storm, because storms are unexpected, but we will encounter them. Storms are going to make landfall in your health. Storms are going to make landfall in your finances. Storms are going to make landfall in your relationships, in your emotions, even in your walk with God. So how do we view life in the midst of the storm? I'm going to ask you to grab your Bible if you've got it. Maybe you've got, you know, online, you've got access to the Word of God. Jump to John chapter 6, verses 16 through 21. We're going to look at these verses because they give us some perspective on how we're to process life in the middle of the storm. Verse 16 says, "When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea and got into the boat and started across the sea to Capernaum. Now it was dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat. They were frightened, but he said to them, 'It is I, do not be afraid.' Then they were glad to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land to which they were going." You know, as we look at this passage, we get three truths from this passage about how we process life in the middle of the storm. What are things that you and I need to remember when we're walking through the storm? And the first thing that you need to remember is that you are not alone. This is something the disciples had forgotten. It's something that we can all forget in the middle of the storm. Our tendency is to start to think that we're alone, that we're all by ourselves. And storms have the potential to shape our outlook so that you can actually begin to view life through the lens of the storm instead of viewing the storm through the lens of what you know to be true. But now the storm for the disciples has become their lens. Look at what John says in verse 17. He says, "It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing when they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles." What do we pick up here? What we find is that the storm is shaping their perspective. They're viewing life through what they can't see. It's dark. They're viewing life through the turmoil that they feel. The wind and the waves have become more real to them than the truth that they know in their hearts. And they're viewing life and the storm by virtue and through the lens of their fatigue. They had rowed 3 or 4 miles. And in the midst of all of this, they've concluded that they're alone. When the storm is allowed to shape my perspective and the storm is allowed to shape your perspective, you can count on the fact that you'll begin to believe you're alone, but you're not. In fact, John makes this plain in verse 19 when he says, "And when they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat." Not only are they not alone, but Jesus is near. He's coming right into the middle of the storm, which is exactly where you will find him in the midst of your storm. The first thing, when you're in the middle of the storm, you have to remember, you're not alone. You also have to remember this, though, that you don't need to fear. I want you to notice something, because this story is recorded in Matthew's gospel and in Mark's gospel. It's important for us to realize, though, that Matthew and Mark give us some detail that John doesn't give us. In fact, in Mark's gospel, it says that he got into the boat with them and the wind ceased. Matthew records not only that Peter walks on water, but that when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. John doesn't mention Peter, and he never says anything about the storm being calmed. He simply says this, and we see this in John chapter 6 and verse 19. Then they were frightened, but he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." The reason that John strips away these other details from the story is that he has another miracle in mind. When Jesus says, "It is I," it can sound just like a fancy way to say hello, but there's more going on here, and the disciples pick up on it. You see, in Exodus chapter 3 in the Old Testament, you find a guy named Moses, and he's a shepherd. He's wandering in the wilderness, and as he's leading his sheep through the wilderness, he comes on up on a bush that is burning but not being consumed. The backstory is that the children of Israel are slaves in Egypt under captivity, and Moses, from the burning bush, encounters God speaking to him, and what God tells him is that he's going to be the guy to lead them out of bondage, to lead them out of captivity and out of slavery. Moses has got some questions, as you can imagine. And one of his questions is this: what if they ask, "Who sent me?" And in reply to that, God says in Exodus chapter 3 and verse 14, God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And he said, "Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me." The Old Testament is written in Hebrew, the New Testament is written in Greek, and the Greek translation of that Hebrew phrase is, "It is I." So now when you go back to John's gospel in chapter 6, you kind of pick up on what the disciples are picking up on, that when Jesus comes to them walking on the water and says, "It is I," he is signaling to them his identity, that he's not just a teacher, he's not just a healer, he is the God of heaven and earth. You see, John doesn't mention the stilling of the storm because for him, the stilling of the storm is not the point. The miracle John is most interested in is that the God of the universe is getting in the boat with them. God's getting in their boat. In the midst of the storm, God's the one coming to them. That's why Jesus says, "Do not be afraid." The point is that no matter how violent the storm is around you, if Jesus is in your boat, it's going to be okay. If the God of the universe, if the God of all creation gets in your boat, there is no reason to fear. In the middle of the storm, you have to remember, you are not alone. In the middle of the storm, you have to remember there is no reason to fear. And in the middle of the storm, you also have to remember this, that you are closer than you think. What do I mean by that? Well, for some of you this morning, the reality is that the storm that you're walking through has raged for a very long time. You've been walking through illness. You've been walking through a struggle relationally with a teenage son or daughter. There are things in your life or in your workplace that just seem to go unresolved, and the storm is still brewing, and it feels like the storm is just going to continue to rage on and never be over. Today, it might seem like what you're facing just won't give up, won't quit, but I want you to go to verse 21 and look at what John says. John chapter 6 and verse 21, "Then they were glad to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land to which they were going." Immediately the boat was at the land to which they were going. Immediately they reached their destination. Today you may feel like the storm is never going to end. Today you may feel like you're never going to reach the shore. But if God is in your boat, you can be there in an instant. If God is in your boat, the storm can cease in an instant. Some of you this morning, I don't know what the specifics of your storm are, but I do know there's some, and wherever you're sitting this morning, wherever you're watching this morning, there is something raging around your life. The storm clouds are gathered around your life, and you need to trust this, that you are closer to your deliverance than you think. You are closer to your destination than you could dare hope. God is working in the midst of that storm. You're not alone. You don't need to be afraid. You're closer than you think. Right now, here's what I want to do. I want to pray for people gathered in Southwest Missouri, in homes, across the nation, around the world, wherever you find yourself this morning. If you're walking through a storm, if you're going through a difficulty, if things right now are hard, and you've got all sorts of questions and very few answers, you need to know this, that God sees you, God cares about you, God knows where you're at, and he is working in your situation to bring you to where he wants you to be. And right now, in this moment, I want to pray with you. So I'm going to ask you to do this. Wherever you're at, whatever's going on around you, would you just take a moment and pray with me? Because I'm going to ask that God would work in the midst of the storm that you're encountering to bring about his plan, his purpose, and your good through those circumstances. Father God, I thank you that you are the God of heaven and earth, that there's nothing too difficult for you, and that on this icy Sunday morning in February, you see people who are listening to this message and have joined this service, you see them. God, you see our storm, you see the details of our lives, and God, I pray that you would work in this moment as I pray in their circumstances, first and foremost in their hearts and in their minds, to shape their perspective, to remind them that they're not alone, to remind them, God, that they don't have to be afraid and that you are bringing them through the storm to where you want them to be. Father, I also realize there are some who have joined us for this service who don't have a relationship with you. God's not in their boat yet. And yet you're speaking to their hearts in this moment. Father, I pray that you would not only stir their hearts, but Lord, that they would make a commitment to follow Jesus today, that they would ask you to forgive them of their sin so that they could begin a relationship with you and find out what life can be like when the God of heaven and earth travels with them, when they have a relationship with you. God, we ask all of these things in Jesus' name, amen.